with a very special, I feel like I'm doing like a 70s sitcom or something, but this is a very special episode. There is not a whole lot of local theater going on, and so I'm taking advantage of that by having three great local artists who I've seen on stage all in the past couple months join me in the studio to talk about the show that is kind of taking New York, and it isn't taking Champaign enough yet. So that's what we're going to introduce Champaign-Urbana to, the world of Hadestown. We're all big fans. Some of us have been fans for longer than others. I am late getting on the bandwagon, and what I found out is that there are lots of people in town who aren't on the bandwagon at all. So we're going to try just to give you a little flavor of the songs, and hopefully when we're done, you're going to want to run over to iTunes, get the whole live album, and then you're going to want to book tickets to New York and try to get a ticket to the show. I know that's what all four of us are going to be doing this summer.
Immediately, yeah.
Okay, so I'm joined here in the studio by Laura Alcantara, who's going to be doing some Persephone for us.
What up, y'all?
Hey. Jake Fava, who's going to be our Orpheus. Hey, Jake. He waved. Well, this is radio, my man.
Yeah, there's a camera right there, too.
Oh. We're also apparently on Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook
Live.
Hello,
my name's Jake.
And then Hannah Yonan, Eurydice. Hey. So the way that this show is set up, and we're going to talk about it a lot because we're not going to actually be doing that much music, just little bits here and there, is Hermes is a narrator. He is actually, if you know your Greek mythology, he's the guide to the underworld, which is... and he's also known as the conductor of souls to the underworld. And that's why there's kind of a railroad theme here. So I'm going to let Hades get, not Hades, that's me. I'm going to let Hermes get things started. And he'll kind of introduce us. And then I'll let Persephone introduce herself. That is the awkward pause where my laptop does not cooperate with what it's... Oh, here it is. Let's go back. Rewind. Here we go. Now we're good. And a lady stepping off a train. That's Persephone. With a suitcase full of summertime. Persephone, my name. What's up, Seth? That's you, Jake.
And brother, thus begins the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. It's a love song.
It's a love song.
It's a tale of a love that never dies. It's a love song.
It's a love song.
About someone who tries.
It's like he said, I'm an outdoor girl.
Living it up.
Married to the king of the underworld.
Living it up on top.
Trying to enjoy myself.
Living it up.
6 months out of every 12.
Living it up on top.
When the sun is high, brother, so am I. Drinking dandelion wine. Brother, I'm as free as a honeybee in the summertime frame of mind. When my man comes around, oh, I know he's gonna bring me down. That's why for now I'm living it.
How are you living it?
Living it up. Brother, right here I'm living it.
Where are you living it?
Living it up on tap. Let our poet bless this round.
To the patroness of all this, Persephone.
Hear, hear.
Let the world we dream about be the one we live in now.
Oh, Orpheus is such a dreamer.
He is such an optimist.
And that's one of the cool things about him, I guess. And at the end, Hermes describes him as somebody who's blessed to see the world not as it is, but how it should be. Now, I would consider that almost to be a curse. But
it's very optimistic.
It is. Mm-hmm. You can get closer to the mic, young woman. Yeah. All right, so...
we're a little squished back here.
So, I guess... Instead of telling us about Eurydice, why don't you sing about Eurydice?
I will.
Here's a little bit of All I've Ever Known.
I was alone so long, didn't even know that I was lonely. Out in the cold so long, didn't even know that I was cold. Turned my collar to the wind, this is how it's always been. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. But now I want to hold you too. Say that you'll hold me forever. Say that the wind won't change on us. Say that we'll stay with each other, and it will always be like this.
I'm gonna hold you forever. The wind will never change on us. Long as we stay with each other, then it will always be like this.
They make a good couple.
Duh.
Yeah. We're not dating, FYI. We're
no,
not
I wasn't talking about Hannah and Jake.
Thank
okay. You guys embody some, you know, other beings there.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got the artiste, and he has been able to successfully woo Eurydice for now. And so next we'll move on and we'll learn a little bit about what Hadestown is like. And Orpheus does a good job of singing about that. So let's do a little bit about the way that when you're up on top, how they view the underworld with a little epic too.
King of diamonds, king of spades, Hades was king of a kingdom of dirt. Martyrs and might, diggers of graves, they bowed down to Hades who gave them work. And they bowed down to Hades who made them sweat, who paid them the wages and sent them about digging and dredging and dragging the depths of the earth to turn their insides out, singing la 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 la.
Hades has kind of a bad rap, probably for a good reason.
Being the king of the underworld and all.
Yeah, but, you know, there's the king part. So, Hannah, you maybe are the longest standing fangirl that I know
the,
of.
The super fan?
Yeah. So how did you come to hear about Hadestown in the first place?
Well, the director of Hadestown, Rachel Jackin, I mm-hmm. believe, also directed Great Comet. And so that's how I was kind of like introduced to it. And
I
also,
so
if there are any like kind of like indie folk rock fans out there, and the concept album, which was like the original like beginning of this whole thing, Justin Vernon, also known as Bon Iver, played Orpheus. And so like I'm a really big fan of Bon Iver, so that's kind of like a big introduction for me too.
I think we're talking about 2010-ish. Does that sound right?
I think
I
so.
Not tell you. I don't want to be wrong, so I don't know.
Yeah. Were you even born then, Hannah?
Yes.
Oh, she's so young.
You're younger than me. By like a few months.
All right. Well, I think, you know, people are probably wondering when they get to meet Hades. So I think we should just move ahead with Hades. So what's happening now is that Persephone can only spend a certain amount of time on Earth, and she brings the summer and the spring.
But for those of you who aren't super versed in your Greek mythology.
Right. And so now it's time to go back, which is a bummer for everybody up on top, and also, it turns out, for Persephone. Let's go way down Hades Town.
You're early.
I missed you. All aboard. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Way down Hades Town, way down under the ground. Way down Hades Town, way down under the ground. Way down under the ground. Way down under the ground.
You know, for 90 minutes of getting ready for this show, that was solid. That's just a fantastic song. Like, that's my son's favorite song. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're on, you know, both for time's purposes and also to stay legal and everything. We're only given little bits and pieces of the song. Mm-hmm. But so we're all, this is all happening in the first act. And now we're getting to where, let's talk about what's going on in the show here. Because when Persephone goes back down, she's not happy.
Mm-mm.
And
I've taken the summer with me.
Oh, yeah. And that means, I don't know why. So Orpheus goes off and leaves Eurydice. Why? Just to go write your songs in the cold?
Is he pursuing his art? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Really, he's being the he's being the big artiste.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and it's there's a lot of differences between the original concept album and what we have so far with the live cast album. But at the top of the show, this whole thing is set in this really wonderful, almost steampunky, Depression era world. So as soon as Persephone, as soon as I leave the world of men and have to be shipped back off to my husband in hell in Hades Town, suddenly times get rough again. And as Eurydice is trying to save food and save firewood and make sure that they're going to be provided for the next 6 months.
And so this is kind of a confluence of things which leads Hades to decide that if Persephone doesn't appreciate everything he's doing down in the underworld, he's got to find somebody who does. And as fate would have it, Eurydice is kind of souring a little bit on her man, who's leaving her alone.
Who's not giving her any food or drink or fire.
So let's see what happens when Hades tries to find a little songbird.
Hey, little songbird, give me a song. I'm a busy man and I can't stay long. I got clients to call, I got bills to fill, I got walls to build, I got riots to quell. And they're giving me hell down in Hades.
Strange is the call of this strange man. I wanna fly down and feed at his hand. I want a nice soft place.
Hey, little songbird, you got something fine. You shine like a diamond down in the mine. And the choice is yours if you're willing to choose seeing as you've got nothing to lose, and I could use a canary.
Suddenly, nothing is as it was. Where are you now, Orpheus? Wasn't it gonna be the two of us? Weren't we birds of a feather?
And that seduction worked.
It did.
Yeah. So, so the songbird comes down, and I got her. And the next thing that we have is we actually have a scene down in the underworld. I think, well, maybe not for the first time, because we've already seen Persephone and
trudge her way down.
Yeah. But so now we kind of get into some of the song, I think, that really gives this a kind of a very timely kind of contemporary vibe to it about building the wall. We talked yesterday about how there's also some environmental pieces. This mm-hmm. is like a really, it's
weirdly timely because if I'm remembering correctly, I'm going to give everybody a real quick Greek mythology refresher. Hades is king of the underworld, and to get to the underworld, you have to travel the river Styx, which is the river of the dead. It ferries the souls into the underworld. In Hades Town, this river is actually a wall of cinder blocks and razor wire.
Yes.
So Hades has been building this wall up higher and higher, along with building his foundry and building his, you know, power grid in order to impress his erstwhile wife.
And I can't believe it didn't work.
This is what happens when you just give people things without asking first.
Yeah. All right. So now we get to see Hades at work with the people. This is glasses are on for you, Laura.
Ooh, yeah, I love it.
Why do we build the wall, my children? My children, why do we build the wall?
Why do we build the wall? We build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
Who do we call the enemy, my children, my children? Who do we call the enemy?
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they should want, my children, my children? What do we have that they should want?
What do we have that they should want? We have a wall to work upon. We have work and they have none.
And our work is never done, my children, my children. And the war is never won.
Anybody want a drink?
I love that line.
I think I ran into the show maybe like a month and a half ago, and that's legitimately all I've been listening to, because that's what I do with shows. I just kind of dive.
It.
Yeah, it's like like good TV. You mm-hmm. obsess and you listen to it over and over and over again. And I love Greek mythology. I'm a huge nerd about stuff mm-hmm. like that. And especially the story of Hades and Persephone. If we're going to go into it.
We're not. Because I want to hear you sing instead.
Well, yeah. I mean, as...
Your
of course.
Voice.
Oh, thanks, Yuna. Persephone's down here in the underworld, God, it's a bunch of stiffs. Literally.
It's a different vibe than the way she sings. A different vibe than the way she sings up on top. Let's get a taste of this.
I don't know about you boys, but if you're like me, then hanging around this old manhole is bringing you down. 6 feet under, getting under your skin. Cabin fever is a setting in. You're stir crazy, stuck in a rut, or you could use a little pick me up. I can give you what it is you crave, a little something from the good old days. I got the wind right here in a jar. I got the rain on tap at the bar. I got sunshine up on the shelf. Allow me to introduce myself. Brother, what's my name? My name is
Our Lady of the Underground.
Brother, what's my name?
Our Lady of Ways, Our Lady of Means.
Brother, what's my name?
Our Lady of the Upside Down.
Brother, what's my name? I'll tell you my name. Persephone.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're going to be dragged down to the underworld, mostly against your will, you might as well make a party out of it while you're down there.
Do it in style.
Do it in style. And Amber Gray, I think she's the woman who's currently on Broadway.
Yeah, she's nominated for a Tony
Award. We're talking about
among 14 Tony Awards.
14 total Tony Awards.
So this is why this is part of our public service to the community, because this is going to be it start in 3 weeks when Tony's is shown and all the awards go to Hadestown.
Yes, all of them.
You will be able to say you heard about it on WEFT 90.1 FM. Or WEFT.org. Or come to our Facebook page. Or come to our website, seeyouattheshow.com. And normally we'll be keeping you up to date on what's going on. Great summer lineup. We have a special tab for the 8 shows that are happening in the community this summer. We're going to have audition updates. I think, Laura, you're going to be back next week.
I'm actually directing one of the first shows of the summer.
And I'm assistant directing.
Hannah's my assistant director. We're only 2 rehearsals in, and I'm already really excited about this, but I will tell you guys more about it next week.
That's good. Just a little teaser. Just a little teaser. All right, we've got one last song. And so we've kind of left out a lot of the plot of the second act. If you know your Greek mythology, you know kind of what's going down. But Orpheus has come down. He's convinced Hades to give him a chance with a beautiful song, maybe tapped into Hades' little teeny bitty, itty bitty Grinch heart.
What's left of the soul?
Yeah, and maybe there's even hope for Hades and Persephone. Let's find out.
Who knows? You think they'll make it?
I don't know.
Hades, you let them go.
I let them try.
And how about you and I? Are we gonna try again?
It's almost spring. We'll try next fall.
Wait for me.
I will.
Wait for me. I'm coming. Wait, I'm coming with you. Wait for me.
I'm coming.
Maybe we should have done, we had time for one extra song. So it's too bad we didn't figure out what else we could do.
Yeah.
But I think what we're this is a style of music. Can anybody describe it? Is it more jazzy overall?
It's a folk opera.
Yeah.
The concept album. What is her? I can't pronounce her first
Anais.
Name. Anais.
Mitchell.
Sorry, Ms. Yeah. Mitchell. I'm the worst.
She's awesome.
She's amazing. But initially, the concept album was billed as a folk opera. But a lot of this music, especially specifically Way Down Hadestown,
very bluesy,
very New Orleans blues in particular. And if you want to think about it in this way, just from the bits that I've seen from Broadway, like throwing this show all over the place, you can think of it as almost like a second line parade, which is a tradition in New Orleans when they are taking a body to be buried. It's somber and it's heartbreaking because here's this family member that you are interning, you know, for eternity. But it's also a party, because if New Orleans is going to turn anything into a party, it's also probably going to be a funeral.
Well, and that's totally the vibe, I think, that we get from Hermes. Like, we didn't really, we're gonna play out with Hermes kind of singing at the end about, about how tragic it is, but we keep coming back.
Yeah.
We keep hoping that things might turn out different. And, but the whole Hermes character and his whole vibe feels very New Orleans-ish. Mm-hmm. And
it's the, I don't know, like everything about the show and the culmination and the styles of the music that come together. It's a very beautiful portion of the music in, I guess, in the U.S. really, because you don't get a sound like that anywhere else except for in the Deep South, which is where my family's from.
Yeah,
it's a lot in the instrumentation, which we couldn't show you today. But there's a lot of heavy use of brass.
Mm-hmm.
There's like really a lot of featured trombones, especially in a couple of the tracks. So excellent, and just an amazing score to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so if nothing else you got from this, hopefully it was teaser enough to either want to hire the four of us to do the whole show, which.
I mean,
we'd be happy to do
it.
We wouldn't take any money.
Yeah. I mean, if they win these 14 Tonys, those rights ain't going to be available for at least a decade.
So, right.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be kind of a win-win. You know, we want to see them win because they deserve it. But also, if they get shut out and the whole thing gets run off Broadway, you know, worse things have happened.
Better not be before July. I already got my damn ticket.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. I hope this isn't the last we've performed together, because it was really fun. You had three super talented people. I've really enjoyed seeing you in Marisol, Stupid Effin' Bird, and Mamma Mia. You know, this is like, if nothing else, I think I orchestrated this whole thing just to get to meet you guys. Because I'm, it's like, this is what, you know, when I had the idea for the show, it was just every time I go to the theater, I'm like, man, our town is just loaded with talent, and more people need to know about it. There are a lot of people, I think, who live in Champaign that don't go to the theater enough.
Yeah, we got a good little scene here, so.
Yeah,
we do. All right.
Station's doing a rummage sale volunteer thing on Saturday. Come through. It's almost all day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be there playing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I'll be
just
there
casually.
Working. It's like pay what you want. There's going to be lots of cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Katie Procise might join us briefly on the show next week to talk about that, along with my
super
all-femme director lineup.
Yes.
Who's going to be with us, Laura?
It's going to be me. It's going to be Chelsea.
Saskia.
Mm-hmm. And then Chelsea Collier, who are working on the shows
season. I'm playing this out with some Road to Hell.
It's an old song. It's an old tale from way back when. It's an old song, and we're gonna sing it again and again. We're gonna sing it again. There was a railroad line on the road to hell. There was a young man down on bended knee. And that is the ending of the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. Come on. It's a sad song. It's a sad tale. It's a tragedy. It's a sad song.